for it.
Welcome to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Hess down here in Metlakatla at the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium. The Haynes Glacier Bears having a tough time of it tonight here. 41-15 is the score. Just having a tough time getting inside with the big kids. It's pretty tough, all right, when you go try to go down low and then everybody's up. And these kids are good jumpers here, too. It's a the Chiefs are, and they get up in the air. And between Gormley and Henderson, both of them can really get in the air. And in winter, he's picked up 14 points so far in this first half of play. And he had 19 last night, so he is a definite scorer for them. Marsden got himself into foul trouble early on, so it'll be interesting to see if he gets the start here for the Glacier Bears. They're going to start out the same way they started the basketball game, with Green, Cox, Deegan, Swinton, and Sage out on the court. 1 minute here to go before the start of the second half here, but scoring like this, Trevor Cox has picked up 6 points. He's a leading scorer. Matthew Green got a couple. Jacob Stegen picked up one. Marty Fowler had a couple. Cunningham picked up one. And three by Palmieri coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. For the Chiefs, 14 points by Winter, as I mentioned. 10 followed by Hayward. Hayward get the start here tonight. And then rounding out the scores, Gormley has 4. Henderson picked up 6. Clark has 5 points. And 2 points by Booth coming off the bench for the Chiefs. It looks like here we got a bit of foul trouble here for the Chiefs. 3 fouls on Marsden, and then 2 for Henderson, 2 for Clark. And then, of course, the rest of the time it's all 1 for the Glacier Bears. Swinton picked up his 3rd personal foul, along with Sage picking up 3. Working hard against those big kids underneath there, and pretty tough going for those guys right now. Both teams around their coaches here. Glacier Bears to my left, Chiefs to my right. Marsden will be back out on the starting lineup, so it looks like it's going to be the same starters as that. Start of the ball game, Gormley, Henderson, Clark, Marsden, and Hayward for the Chiefs. They're all good ball handlers. A little bit ragged and rough, though. Both teams kind of slapping the thing we got early on into the 1-1 situation and in a 2-shot foul here. So we're starting this second half play. Going to be Chiefs basketball. They're going to my right. Checking things out, waiting for people to get across the end line here. Now they do. Officials say, all right, we're ready to play. Marsden brings the ball back into Hayward. Hayward will run it out at the top. Goes right inside to Gormley, spreading it way out. Swinton comes out, puts some pressure on. Gormley, crossover dribble, loses it. However, knocks it away. And finally, Swinton comes up with it. Good defense that time by Swinton, as he didn't let him get around and was able to tap that ball away. Over to Cox and to Swinton. Glacier Bears way out beyond the arc. 3-point arc. Stegen almost loses it. Gets it back to Sage. Stops. Drives inside. Going to be checked by Gormley on the shot, however. Should have went on and just laid it right up and in. Comes back outside to Henderson. He wants to go inside. Loses control of the basketball. Kicks it up and gets his own board back up and in, and he's got 8. Cox quickly down for the Glacier Bears. 3-pointer on the way. Back of the iron. No. Rebound down to Green. He misses the shot. Gormley comes away with it and quickly gets it back out to Marsden, who hustles down the court. Marsden is a 3-point shooter, but he loses control of it now. A lot of one-on-one play right now. Not a lot of movement by either team with the basketball. Jump ball, alternating possession, going to go to the Glacier Bears. Cox brings the ball up across the half-court line. 6:56 to go here in the third quarter play. Glacier Bears bring the ball around to Stegen on the dribble. A lot of pressure being applied. Gets it off the green, way beyond the 3-point arc on the right-hand side. Back to Cox. Wants to go down the lane. Kicks it back out to Sage. Stops. Can't do anything with it. Takes the dribble. Puts up the shot. Good. So Hudson Sage went to the hoop that time and was able to get by his man and got it up and in. Hayward. Down the center of the lane, kicks the ball back out. Nicely decided not to put up the shot. Henderson comes back. He puts it off of Hayward. Wasn't ready for the shot, however. Long alley-oop pass to Swinton. He gets it. He wants to go to the hoop. Stops. Shuts up the shot just a bit short. Rebound fought for it. Green comes away with it. Puts it up. Doesn't go. And Gormley ends up with it. Long down court pass all the way over to Henderson. Up and in. Henderson off that left-hand side. Nice little give and go that time. He gave the ball back, and then he hustled down and filled the left-hand lane and got the easy lay-in out of it. Cox, out to the top. Goes left-hand side to Sage. Three-pointer on the way, a little bit short. Rebound down to Marsden, and he'll bring the ball up the court. Kicks the ball back inside. Drive that goes to Gormley. Gormley goes deep. Wants to put up the shot. But that doesn't go. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Sage. Over to Cox. He's going down the center lane. Beats everybody down low. Doesn't get the lay-in to go. And rebound goes to Marsden for the Chiefs. And he'll bring it across the half-court line. Setting the offense now. Goes that left-hand side back to Hayward. Cutting across the lane was Marsden. Now Gormley comes out. Winter comes across, alley-oop inside to Gormley. He's going to draw the foul as he came across, was very patient on it. Good passing that time by the Chiefs, and they were patient on it. Fouls on 1-5 Green. That'll be his third personal foul. Gormley goes to the free throw line. He is 2-for-2, has 4 points in the ball game, 8 last night. 45-17, Glacier Bears in deep trouble. Shots on its way. Good. 3-for-3 from the line. Palmieri comes off the bench, and Sage is going to take a quick seat. Gormley with his second. Bounces it a couple of times. Up on its way. Looks good. News. He gets it to go, so he is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Cox. Brings the ball up the court, goes right-hand side to Stegan. Stegan looks inside, can't find anybody, finds Palmieri going down the lane, jumper from about 6, and he's checked by Gormley. Ball ends up in the hands of Marsden for the Chiefs, and he'll bring it down on the left-hand dribble on the left-hand side. Now he switches over to the right, goes to Gormley, wants to go outside, and hustling over nicely with Clark, comes back out to Henderson, wants to reset the offense again. He'll come back out, almost loses it, but Hayward comes away with it. And they'll come back left-hand side. Alley-oop inside to Gormley. Up and in. So they just took the two big guys, and they set a low screen down, and he just went right to the hoop here. And looks like Coach wants to call a timeout here a little bit. And it's going to be a short 30-second one, so I'm going to keep it here anyway. 4:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. Glacier Bears 17, Chiefs 49. As I said, now Gormley and Henderson, the two big kids, they just played catch that time. Henderson came down to the free throw line, turned around, breaking off the left-hand side was Gormley. He just alley-ooped high above everybody else, and Gormley just laid it up and in over top of everyone else, didn't have to take a dribble or anything. It was kind of a planned play, I think, is what they've got worked out there. Glacier Bears just couldn't get a hand up to knock it away. All right, back out on the court, both teams. Glacier Bear basketball, far side of the court. Gets it back into Cox. Cox wants to go down inside the lane, stops, puts up a jumper about 6, is going to draw the foul. Nobody picked him up. He came inside. Hayward came across, and foul is on number 10. That'll be Hayward. So Trevor did the right thing. He took that little jab step dribble, got just inside the free throw line, put up the little shot. Hayward trying to recover, hit him in the arm. So that's going to send Trevor to the free throw line. This one's on its way and good, so he picks up another one from there. He's got 5 points from the line tonight. He has 7 points in the ball game. Get a second chance here. 4:26 to go here in the third quarter. Shots up on its way and just barely gets over the end of the rim and then drops in. We don't care how it gets in there as long as it goes through. Hayward out at the top for the Chiefs. Left-hand side to Marsden. Back outside to Gormley. Cutting across the lane are the Chiefs. They want to go to the hoop. Stops. Puts it up. Going to draw the foul. Gormley going hard to the hoop. 1-5. If that's 1-5, that's going to be 4 on Green. It is. Wasn't sure who it was underneath the hoop here, but it could have been either one of our, or it could have been either 33 or 15, but they put it on 15 instead. Gormley at the free throw line again. 8 points, make it 9 as he picks up another one from there. And he still remains perfect from the free throw line. Green's going to come out of the basketball game as they anticipated he probably would. Cunningham comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears. 50-19 is the score. Gormley back at the free throw line. He is 5-for-5 from there. Up on the way. This one's off the back of the iron, and rebound comes back down in the hands of Cox. Coming off the bench will be number 22, Winter, at the next opportunity here for the Chiefs. Shots on the way by Swinton, a little bit long. Marsden comes away with the rebound, and he's quick on the dribble. He goes all the way down, stops, puts up the shot a little bit hard. Gormley comes away with it up and in. So Gormley came away with that rebound off of Marsden's miss and just put it right back up and in. Back to Cox. Cox goes right inside to Swinton. Swinton over to the top, goes right inside. Palmieri stops, gets the man in the air, but there's a whistle. Looks like Coach wants to take a timeout. Coach Boston's going to take a timeout on it here. Talk a little bit about what he wants to do here at the 3:40 mark of the third quarter. And welcome back to Glacier Bear basketball here. Out of this timeout here, we'll see if the Glacier Bears can make a few adjustments here. Gormley is shooting, he's 4-for-5 from the, or 5-for-6 from the free throw line with 11 points there. He's getting some nice shots on the inside. He and Henderson are playing catch between the two of them, two big kids out there for the Chiefs. Now for the Glacier Bears, they'll inbound the basketball, Swinton left-hand side. Looking, can't find anybody. Now he finally gets the ball back out to Stegen. Stegen goes down the lane, stops, puts it up and in. Nobody picked him up. He took quick couple of dribbles and went right to the hoop and got the easy bucket out of it. 21 points for the Glacier Bears now. Goes left-hand side to Marsden. Marsden makes a little jab stick, kicks the ball back out to Henderson, forces up the shot, rebound down to Swinton. Swinton brings it up across the half-court line for the Glacier Bears. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Goes to Stegen. He wants to go inside. Going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Marsden. Glacier Bears going to get the basketball back under their basket. Swinton sets it up. Slaps the ball. Glacier Bears moving across the lane over to Cox. Three-pointer on the way. Left-hand side a little bit strong. Comes down the hands of Marsden. And he's on the dribble. He'll bring it up across the half-court line. Goes right-hand side to Henderson. Back out to the top. Just playing catch here now is Winter. Winter backs it back out. Gets his players where he wants them. Goes over to the left-hand side to Clark. Clark takes a long three, and he's got it. So that's his eighth point of the evening. Nobody picked him up. He just squared up to the hoop and fired it up. Goes right-hand side to Cunningham. Baseline to Stegen. Could have had the shot from about 6 or 8 feet. Elected to go in there, and then he got it checked. Back down to Marsden. Marsden's on the dribble, stops beyond the three-point arc, gets the ball back out in the hands of Winter. Winter looks for Clark, coming across the backside of the lane, sets the screen, alley-oop inside, stolen away nicely by Swinton as he anticipated that pass and just took it away from him. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Left-hand side to Cunningham, goes down the lane, going to be a foul on it here. See the officials coming over here. 2-5, that'll be Henderson, his third personal foul. Two team fouls for both teams, so we're a long ways from any kind of free throw shooting. Swinton, left-hand side again. Let's see if the Glacier Bears can get something out of this. Block to the left-hand side, alley-oop into Stegen. Stegen takes a couple of dribbles, goes back to Swinton. Wants that baseline, Henderson doesn't give it to him, however, and they come back out to the top to Cunningham. Cunningham goes back to Swinton, down the lane, stops. Going to be a whistle before he even gets there. Official walking over. Got a sub. Fouls on 2-2 Winter. That'll be his second personal foul. Looks like King's going to come into the ball game for the Chiefs. Swinton's going to be shooting two, so put him at the free throw line. He was 1-for-3 last night. Has yet to score in the ball game. Had 8 points last night. This one's on its way. And I don't think it could hit any more of the rim without going in, but it didn't go in. King comes into the game. Henderson's going to come back out. 2 minutes, 1 second to go, third quarter of play. Swinton, a couple of bounces. This one looks in and out. No, rebound comes down to Marsden. So Swinton misses another from the free throw line. Back out to Chiefs. Comes right outside to King. Bring the ball back out to Clark. Over to King. Back out to Marsden. Marsden wants to go down the lane. Kicks the ball back out. Almost knocked away Paul Palmieri, but King comes up with it. And shot by Winter, and he's got it. So he picks up another three from there, and that's 17 points for him. Extends the lead out to 58-21. 1:34 to go here in the third quarter. Cox goes down the right-hand side, splits two, goes over to Swinton, stops, comes back inside, wants to put up the shot a little bit short, comes back down in the hands of Gormley, and he bites the ball back out to Marsden. Glacier Bears hustle back. All five of them are back. Marsden brings the ball back out. He'll come over to King on the right-hand side. Long three on the way, and good by Clark. And he's got 11 points. So the Chiefs are spreading that scoring out amongst all their starters. Cox goes right-hand side. He'll fire up a three. Yeah, a little bit hard off the iron. Rebound out of Palmieri. Shot from the free-throw line a little bit short. Rebound down to Gormley. And King comes down the court to the right-hand side. Lots of subs coming into the ball game now. It's like we're going to have five of them in here, so I'll have to figure out who I've got. Shot goes up by the Chiefs. Long down court pass to Palmieri and goes out of bounds. All right, we got checking into the ball game. Booth, Jemanski, Williams checking into the game. King's going to stay into the ball game. Hudson's in the ball game, so I'll try to get them all sorted out here as we go. It looks like the starters are coming out of the ball game now for the Chiefs with 39.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. All right, Dundas out at the top, or Jemanski's holding it. Dundas makes the turn. Stegen makes the steal, puts up the shot. It's going to be fouled on it. So Glacier Bears take advantage of that mistake right off and go right to the hoop, and Stegen's able to draw the foul. Powell is on number three. That's his second. Jemanski. That'll send Stegen to the free throw line. Shot is good. So he picks up one more from the free throw line. And he's fourth point of the evening. 28.7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Shot's up on its way. This one is also good. Picks up another one. That's his fifth. Bringing the ball down slowly is Williams. Across the half court line. Looking to go right. Fowler puts some pressure on. They come back to Jemanski back inside and puts up the shot. That's a little bit short. Rebound fought for underneath. Nobody has control of it. Finally, Palmieri gets it, and he alley-oops down, but there's a whistle on the play here as he tried to make the pass. Foul's on number two, Dundas. That'll just get into the ball game and get to the book right away. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball on the far side. Stegen gets the ball back into Cox. Cox brings the ball across, goes left-hand side to Cunningham, alley-oops inside to Fowler, and kicks it back out to Palmieri with 1.3 seconds. I don't know if they're going to get the shot off there or not. So we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 23 points and the Metlakatla Chiefs 61 points.